All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's show. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank and Habbo. And right now we have Dr. Andrew Bogle of Ortho Virginia on the line with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. Dr. Bogle, thanks for calling in tonight.
Yes, sir, absolutely.
And condolences after the tough loss on Saturday as the Spiders did not prevail at home against the Dukes of JMU.
That was tough. My son-in-law and daughter were there.
Well, I was there as well, and it stung a bit, but hopefully we'll get them next time.
Well, that's all right. It seems to be a roller coaster affair. One year the Dukes win, one year the Spiders win. But I know it was a great game. Not much defense, but a lot of scoring. Let's talk about the Virginia situation. Andre Lavrone, the wide receiver, 6'3", 215. Apparently got hurt during the week and did not play on Saturday. He was not on the injury report, which UVA releases on Thursday. So he must have gotten hurt Thursday afternoon or Friday. I suspect that he twisted his knee, which was surgically repaired last winter or just maybe spring. He had been rounding into shape and was making a lot of plays. When an athlete of this caliber retweaks a knee, what tends to be the issue, and how is that typically treated from your experience?
Well, you know, certainly there's a whole lot going on in the knee between cartilage injuries, meniscus injuries, and ligament injuries. And oftentimes when you have these things, you know, you hear on the news or something that someone has an ACL or an LCL, there's often some other minor problem in the knee with either a meniscus or another cartilage problem. So my hope would be certainly that it would be something like that tends to respond quicker to surgical treatment or just rest, as opposed to one of the ligamentous injuries that certainly can be more of a setback in terms of time away from sports. So, and often, you know, if you have someone who's already hurt something and they re-aggravate it, you certainly, you know, in athletics we often kind of think no pain, no gain, but if you push through something like that that's re-aggravated, you can put yourself in a hole and make the recovery even longer. So,
you know, Richard Burney, who I believe has done some long snapping, as well as Zach Bradshaw, who subbed in quite a bit, they did not play in that position over the weekend. Bradshaw was injured in a huge pileup a few weeks back, but had gradually worked himself back into the lineup and was playing pretty darn well at inside linebacker. Although on Saturday, Matt Terrell subbed in for him quite a bit and had 10 tackles, not all solo, but he contributed to a lot of tackles and has never registered any tackles prior to the last game. But we're going to have to keep an eye out for Zach Bradshaw, number 51. In addition, Burney, I believe, was the one that had the injury to his wrist. It'll be interesting to see how Burney does in the week or two coming up, because they need him back. I just don't know. We don't have enough information. And Bronco Mendenhall, the coach, did not mention in today's press conference anything more about that. So that's just one of those things. But Matt Terrell.
Certainly hard to long snap without a wrist, I would say.
I would think that might not be something that we may not get him back playing as long snapper if he's trying to heal up a wrist surgery. But, you have to think that's going to be something that we have to keep an eye on. But what's going on with your practice these days, and what sort of injuries are you seeing a little bit more than usual from your local injuries?
Sure. So, my specialty is hand, wrist, and elbow primarily. And speaking of sports injuries, I'm seeing my share of football and soccer injuries from people falling down and just the bangs and bruises of athletics. And so you certainly, this time of year, a lot of guys running around and gals running around fast and running into each other. So you see a lot of sports injuries like that. And it's always fun to try to get folks back to doing what they want to do on the competitive side of things. So it's rewarding to take care of young, active people and older active people who hold it just as important as some of the younger folks.
Well, we know that you're very busy over there at Ortho Virginia, and we want to thank you for your time tonight. And as always, thank you and all the other good specialists at Ortho Virginia for their support of Who's Talking. And we wish you the best of luck, and we will probably have you back during basketball season.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you, Dr. Bogle. All right. Before we go to break, we're going to talk about the upcoming games this weekend after we cover the LeClaire-Ryan play of the game or player of the game. And this week we chose Taquan Smoke Mizell again. He really is the bright light on a pretty dismal offensive team this year. On Saturday, he had 80 yards rushing on a very limited number of carries, maybe 12 carries. And he had 6 receptions, I believe, for 79 yards. And so basically 159 yards of offense plus a key touchdown that put Virginia in front and gave them the lead in the third quarter. Sadly, they could not keep it up. All right, this week's games, looking forward. Thursday night, UNC is at Duke, 7:30 game. That's a huge game. And, you know, UNC is favored heavily in that game by 11 points. And then Friday night, Boston College is at Florida State. The Seminoles are favored by 21.5 points. Saturday, State is at Syracuse, and the Orangemen are getting 5 points. Miami, obviously, is at Virginia. That's a 2 o'clock game. And right now, the Hurricanes are favored by 10.5, which is a little bit of a downer. All right, Pitt is at Clemson, and Clemson's favored by 20.5 at home. Georgia Tech is an underdog by 14 points at Virginia Tech. And I think Virginia Tech will win that game fairly convincingly. And Wake Forest is at Louisville, and Louisville is favored by only 33.5 points. Any comments, Hobo?
Not a lot of marquee matchups.
Right.
There's a lot of those games that could be a little lopsided. UNC at Duke used to be a big rival game. It's funny, you know, that used to be the last game of the year all the time. Like Virginia always played Maryland at the end of the season. That's not the way the schedule breaks down anymore. But
oh,
still,
speaking of Maryland, did anybody catch the score?
They got hammered by Michigan, yeah.
Get the license plate on that Michigan truck that ran
over
this weekend.
Look out for John Harbaugh. His team is really playing well.
And Jim Harbaugh, too.
I'm sorry, John, Jim. One of those Harbaugh brothers. John, Jim, you know, Steelers lost to John over the weekend.
Right.
That must be what I'm thinking
about. It's still bothering you.
But at any rate, Michigan's playing really well. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see them play Ohio State. But at any rate, right now, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. Don't forget, when we come back, Dan Bonner will talk a little basketball with Dan. So stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.